Hey everybody, welcome again to another edition of the TradesCast, the podcast where we delve into everything in the world of entertainment for your enjoyment. I'm Jeff Favre.
And I'm Gina Favre, and this is the TradesCast for the week of April 8th.
Now, I had no idea till I started seeing the commercials, Gina, but this is an anniversary week or anniversary month, and maybe you were such a baby. You're so young.
I know, I'm so much younger than you.
I don't even know if you were born, but
probably not.
But this is the 25th anniversary of a little thing we like to call Fox TV, the original fourth network, or the first since the Dumont network back in the 50s.
So what?
Yeah, so you don't even know about it.
You are so old.
Well, no, I just know things.
Right.
I wasn't there. I just know things. That's where the Honeymooners was from.
Sure you were.
But I so clearly remember Fox starting off, and I remember Married with Children in the first episode, and it is funny because I watch it now, I find it unwatchable, but I can clearly remember thinking, this is so funny. And my parents did not think it was funny, and I thought, they don't even understand. This is the future of TV.
My family thought it was the funniest thing they had ever seen in their entire life. We couldn't believe the things they were doing on television. It seemed so racy.
It was like your family.
It was totally like my family. Yes, exactly. Wild. Yeah, we loved that and Roseanne, because we felt like, these are our people.
Right.
Finally, people are on television.
That's right. Blue Collar did start to come up. Now, you were young, you were 10 or 11 years old, but did you have any sense that this was this new network? Did someone explain it to you?
I did. I understood that it was a new network, and it seemed really weird. And
it was on your UHF channel.
It was on the UHF, and in my hometown, it was on channel 59. It was Fox 59, so it seemed like, what is this channel way up, and it was on the other dial.
Right.
And remember turning the dial?
Of course. And ours was on channel 32.
Yes, so it was all weird.
Right.
And then what was the other kind of I remember they had odd programming.
Well, this
first
is the thing. They started out with Thursdays and Sundays, and they didn't
have
much.
Right, they only
did
a couple nights.
And then they tried to do a late night talk show, which didn't work, with Joan Rivers. But
so what was on TV the other nights?
Well, they still were affiliated with that little station, whatever that station
was. Oh, so whatever that station had been running before.
That's what it ran.
Okay.
And they decided early on they were never going to do 3 hours of primetime, which is always interesting, you know, because all the other networks do three.
Right.
Now, were you a fan? Probably, obviously, Married with Children, but there were a couple of early Fox shows that I was a big fan of. One was called Duet.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And one was called Beans Baxter. And I was a big fan of
Beans Baxter.
Both of those.
I forgot about that. And was it Parker Lewis on
Yes,
Fox?
And of course, I was going to tell you my all-time favorite.
His all-time favorite.
I own a special edition that you can't get in stores.
It's called bootleg. Yeah. Illegal.
Yes, it's not for resale. Parker Lewis Can't Lose, which I absolutely loved. And I still actually kind of like it. It's definitely dated, of course.
But it was a little ahead of its time, the Parker
It was
Lewis.
Absolutely ahead of its time. It was more very visual comedy, very fast. No, was there anything from early Fox years that you remember?
Tracy Allman.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy Allman, yeah. And that's where The Simpsons started.
Of course, and she ended up getting about $50 million from a lawsuit from them. Did you know that?
No, I never knew that.
Because of The Simpsons. They paid her off, essentially.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. No Tracy Ullman show, which I think was one of the best shows on TV.
It was a great show.
Still can't get it on DVD, by the way.
Interesting.
I know.
Why?
Some kind of just dispute. I don't fully understand.
I hate that. You know, Ed was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Oh,
and you
Gina
still
and
can't get Ed on DVD.
You can get special not for resale
like
versions.
Like your Parker Lewis,
right,
yes.
But you can't get... and I think because of Ed, it's because of the music.
It's because, it had a lot of music in it.
But I'll tell you, and I mentioned a network in the 50s that did not last. They didn't
last.
What
was it called? Dumont?
Yeah, the Dumont Network.
Oh, it wasn't French?
No.
The way I just made it sound?
But ABC and the other major three basically shut it down. And I think they probably thought Fox couldn't make it either.
And now Fox dominates.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. It took them a long time. It was a very slow build, though, right?
Right.
I think the key was for them getting sports, wasn't it?
Yes,
I
mean, getting the Super Bowl and getting football. But it's funny because
they get baseball first. Was that the big thing they got?
I'm not sure, but they definitely got sports,
NASCAR,
and it made them big. It's funny
because
then you thought, the WB and UPN, these will be big too.
CW.
Right, and then they became the CW because they failed. And almost no show survived. Gilmore Girls and about one other show survived.
But there was a little period, though, when they were hot, when Felicity and Dawson's Creek.
But you look at the CW now, isn't it funny how Fox made it? And the CW, it's there, but a big show on the CW gets
like 2 million
viewers.
Which was
the one
that went really urban, and they all had...
UPN.
UPN was the one that had all the urban comedies.
Right, had all the urban comedies. And then they merged into the CW. But how come you think the CW can't make it like Fox?
I don't know.
Why don't they have the big hit show?
I think because of they don't have the sports, so you... You know what I mean?
Right. Fox just had a lot of backing, a lot of money that they poured into it. Anyway, it's so weird now because you just think of Fox as another major network, and that for years, until this year, for the last 7 years, has had the number one show of the year in American Idol. Just this year now, finally not being the number one show. So it's pretty amazing that Fox is like that, but I'm glad it's there. I may not be a fan of Fox News, but I love Fox.
It's interesting that NBC is such the underdog now.
I know. Back then, it was all NBC.
Which, all my favorite shows are on NBC, so I don't know what to say about that.
That's not true. You like Happy Endings? It's on ABC.
Yeah, and New Girl's on Fox. But other than that, I love the Thursday comedies still.
Yeah. Well, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have to check the ratings on this B in 23, which I am not interested in. Are you interested in this on ABC?
No.
I feel like ABC has been pretty
solid. It kind of reminds me, it's reminiscent of Two Broke Girls to me, where it looks like it's trying too hard.
Except that it's not a three camera, they film it, but
it's filmed.
Yeah, but it feels forced.
Agreed.
Really forced. I'll have to see what the ratings are like, but I agree with you. It doesn't seem to fit what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're trying to push it in there. This I found pretty fascinating. Speaking of the 80s, about 25 years ago, that's when Madonna was probably at her hottest. That period from about 83 to 90 is when Madonna could do no wrong.
Right.
She remains relevant, but I had wondered for the last couple of years, would she become the oldest woman to have a number one single? Do you know who the number one oldest woman is?
Well, of course I do. It's Cher.
It's Cher, of course.
Yes.
It is Cher. Not the oldest person, though. Do you know who the oldest person is?
Interesting, I don't.
It's Louis Armstrong. What a Wonderful World.
In 1968?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but he was definitely...
So Cher was how old? She was...
in her late 50s, I think.
59 or 60?
No, that's not right. She was about 50. I know that because I was thinking that Madonna might break her record. That's right, she was about 50.
Okay.
And I thought Madonna might break her record with her next album. And sure enough, here comes out the album. The album is number one. But the first single, which of course is very important to making an album huge, was not number one. In fact, it wasn't even, I think it hit top 10 and then just faded. And the album dropped more from being number one than any album in 20 years. Now, part of that is because she basically... fix the numbers by putting the CD in with people who bought tickets for her concert, for her tour. But are you surprised that 2 weeks out a Madonna album is getting 48,000?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because people don't buy albums anymore. I mean, this is part of the big picture. It's been this slow decline. You know, the same thing happened to Lady Gaga with her album, Born This Way.
Right.
Where she had a huge, like an 80-some percent drop the second week. And that's not a reflection on Lady Gaga at all. She's the biggest pop star around.
She cheated too. Do you remember what she did?
Yeah, she...
They offered it for 99 cents.
Yes. So again, that's what you have to do in this day and age to get sales. People just don't buy albums. And again, Lady Gaga is the biggest pop star in the world, arguably.
Then how does Adele sell 15 million copies?
Adele sells 15 million copies because... she has an older audience. That's the audience that still buys out. That's why if you look at the year-end top-selling albums,
Bublé.
There's always Bublé, there's Josh Groban, Susan Boyle,
What about Taylor Swift?
That's an interesting conundrum.
Yeah,
I don't know why Taylor Swift sells so high compared to the others.
And Adele does skew young as well.
Think also, again, country stars do sell. I think country, they do buy albums in the country market. I think it's the fast and loose pop market that they really just want singles. They don't really care about the album.
But then does it surprise you that the Madonna single was not a number one song?
No.
Why not? Because again, that's just a one hit. If she had had a big hit, it could be number one for
a little bit because of her exposure on the Super Bowl, which I thought was really positive. The feedback was good.
Right. If it had come out that weekend, maybe.
Yeah. But, she's well past her prime.
She is, but again, Cher, I don't know.
Well, because I think that Cher hit was particular to the song.
Right.
She used the autotune. It was a good song.
While I am not giving up on Madonna, I actually believe that at some point in the next 5 years, she will set that record for the oldest woman to have a number one song.
I think that's entirely possible. It's all about the song, though.
Right. And I think it'll end up being a duet.
She's not going to be able... Right. She'll get some young artist.
Won't be Minaj, but it'll be... It'll be like Adele. It'll be someone like Adele who decides, I'll do something with Madonna. Why not? Throw her a bone.
Right.
Throw the old gal a bone.
I
used to buy every Madonna album when it came out from the early 80s through the early 90s. And then I quit after Ray of Light. Were you interested?
Ray of Light was not the early 90s. You are well into almost 2000
years. Oh, shut up.
Yes.
I don't know about that. I love Madonna. But I don't anymore. I haven't been interested. Except for that 4 minute song, I haven't been interested in anything she's done.
I did enjoy 4 minutes. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That's probably the last song of hers I really dug.
So why, you just think, I mean, have you been interested in this album?
No, but I'm not, you know, unlike you, I kind of gave up my huge Madonna fandom in the 80s.
Yes.
I've always been mildly interested, but... I'm not a huge, you know, I don't like her voice. She doesn't have a voice, and I tend to be more voice-driven. That's what I love about Gaga.
Right.
She's
great
got
voice
the flash,
and great talent.
And she's also quite such a more of a musician than Madonna.
Well, revisit Ray of Light. That's all I've got to say about it.
He's obsessed. You know,
it's the best album.
He's been talking about Ray of Light all week. I don't know why.
Well, I am Madonna.
Do you know that it's the best Madonna album?
Yes.
Again, he loves to pick the thing, the thing that nobody else is into to say, that's the best one.
Well,
and you're all just ridiculous for thinking it's Like a Virgin.
And usually I'm right. I'll tell you where I was wrong, though. About 10 years ago, I told everybody that Lindsay Lohan, who nobody knew, was going to be a big star.
You tend to make mistakes on this front.
And
Hayden Panettiere.
Yes, I did think she was also going to be a big star.
I would
name those two as two of the best girl actresses who turned out to be terrible adult actresses, who are soon probably going to become adult actresses.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, Lindsay Lohan kind of reminds me of the young Lindsay Lohan of Amanda Bynes, both we would consider them be like the good girl, the girl around.
Oh, yes, but how about old Amanda Bynes?
Yeah,
this
tell
week?
Me a little bit.
Well, so Amanda Bynes, if you haven't heard, got a DUI this week. Not only did she get a DUI, she got it for wrecking into a cop car. So everybody was really shocked. Oh my gosh, Amanda Bynes of
you
all
weren't
people.
Shocked, though.
No, because I haven't bought her big old bag of BS. There have been rumors, if you kind of troll the internet gossip sites, as I am wont to do, there's been rumors for some time that all is not what it appears with old Amanda Bynes. There are lots of blind items are.
Right. Well, tell people what they are.
Blind items are the gossip items where they don't reveal who the celebrity is, but they give you clues, I think, to protect themselves against libel.
Right.
I never said it was Amanda Bynes who did that horrible thing.
But it sounded...
She's got a lot of blind items attributed to her, that she's an egotistical nightmare, that she lives a very racy lifestyle with the men's, that she's much into the drink. And the funniest thing, by the way, of this whole story was... It comes out, her dad comes out afterwards and says, she was not drunk, she passed her breathalyzer, my daughter does not drink. Now, TMZ has about a mile long of footage of her stumbling out of nightclubs.
And she, right.
So I think your dad needs to go visit
TMZ.
But
more than that, she failed a DUI, she got a DUI.
Of course.
So, yeah.
And she also tried to go back to the bar the next morning, I think, after she was released
from
jail.
It's really funny, because Lindsay Lohan now is off probation,
but
right?
Now she's in trouble as well.
Right, with some kind of assault.
So supposedly, maybe she went out, she's off probation for 5 minutes, and she starts a fight in a nightclub. But then she claims she was at home, like, you know, watching West Wing or something.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
So I don't know which of the two of them, or Hayden, will be the first to truly just crash.
Oh, well...
You
I
mean,
think
Lindsay's crashed.
Yes.
but people always think she's going to recover.
No, I don't.
You don't? You
no.
Just think she, and Amanda Bynes, didn't she try to... Oh, no, that was Mandy Moore. Who tried to retire?
No, it was Amanda Bynes.
It was Amanda Bynes.
Another weird thing.
Since she was going to retire. I don't know.
And she also dated this rapper, which is an interesting thing.
Who knows? But
I'll be interested to watch this one unfold.
Yes. Amanda Bynes may have... should have stayed retired.
Yes.
From her youth. But this will not hurt her will definitely hurt her reputation, because she only plays the...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The friendly...
The squeaky clean little...
Right. So it's not going to... Now, people who do not play those are Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. People loved them teaming up. And they are, it looks like they're going to team up again for some show or some movie called Interns or Internships, where they're going to be two guys who lose their jobs and try to become interns in the high-tech world. Do you think that sometimes that one star may not be big by themselves, but when they team up with the right person, could this be one of those legitimate teams?
The right person and the right kind of movie. We love to see them playing the kind of Arrested Development, lovable oafs that never grew up. You know, the Judd Apatow motif, if you will. You know, Wedding Crashers was a huge hit. We loved it. You know, the kind of cads about town roles. And it sounds like this was about some two guys who, you know, have, I don't know. Why am I acting like I know what the plot is about?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but the thing is that
so they become
some
interns.
People just seem to click as pairs.
Yes.
The way Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan did in a few films.
Yes.
There are couples that have done it, but not a lot of two guys who seem to do it. The biggest one probably in my era is Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Jerry Lewis or something.
Oh, yes. From your era. Yeah, my era. That's really sweet. But those two people love to see them together. So there are certain teams, and I think they may be one of those teams.
Yeah, I don't. They don't typically find a ton of success when they break away from each other. So right. I think, absolutely.
Don't you think though, if they found a really good project, if Matt Damon and Ben Affleck did another movie
together, why aren't they in every movie together?
Right? Don't you?
I don't understand, because I love both of them, and I wish they made a movie together all the time.
I think if they made the right kind of movie together, it would be even bigger because of their.
And I
pairing.
Think it should be a comedy, because if you've ever seen them do little bits together. They are extremely funny. They do a lot of drama now.
Absolutely.
Both of
and they'll do.
But they're actually.
They'll do little cameos and stuff.
Funny.
Yes. They can be great together. So I would love to see that. And I bet you someday we will, but they seem to be so busy with their own lives and careers. So now, I know we keep dipping back into the past. Now we're dipping back to 1989 with a little band called Guns N' Roses. Now, Guns N' Roses is finally getting inducted. Finally, I'm sorry. Is getting inducted into the...
They're now eligible, right?
Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is interesting for a couple reasons. The first is they were really only big for about 4 years. Most of the people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were big for, or are still big for a long...
Nah, that's actually not true.
Really?
I continually see people inducted where I think... They have like one, typically the
but it's mostly.
No, there's a lot of artists that they induct from like the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I'm not counting those, but okay. I'm talking about anything from 70 on.
Yes,
it's
those,
your Elton John and
your
very big Bruce Springsteen and the Beach Boys and really big people.
Right.
So it is kind of funny to me. But
yeah, but they were as big as it comes. Like,
they were.
For that genre,
absolutely.
They were the band.
They were the bridge between hair metal and grunge. They
yes.
were the bridge. And a very important
Agreed.
Bridge. But it's so funny to me. Of course, then they go, Axl goes crazy and makes spends
totally
10 years.
Crazy.
Or 15 years making an album that ends up nobody cares about. He still thinks he's relevant and no one seems to care. They can still draw a crowd, but he's still a jerk, it sounds like, in
How
concerts.
About his whole, and he's got like weird plastic surgery.
Yeah, there's a lot
it's
of weird
odd.
Things going on. But I'll tell you, he will not be the first person to kind of spoil the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing. He's not going to show.
Yeah, this cracks me up when people do this.
This is like, there have been a few. Even the Beach Boys kind of got it together to
Who
be
else
there.
Hasn't shown up, I wonder? This is a huge honor, and he's going to completely regret
right.
this.
I guess most of them have tried to show up. I think Pink Floyd did show up as a group. But they try to put away their anger.
Yes, you come and you get the award. Because when you're old... and gray, and nobody cares about you anymore, which already, Axel, I hate to break it to you,
right.
nobody really cares about you anymore, you're going to want that honor. And you're going to feel ridiculous that you acted like you were more important than it.
Right.
And you're not.
Isn't it funny how Slash kind of quit taking himself seriously and then became popular? He was kind of like, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, he
could
be.
I'll do this cartoon.
Slash will take any
I'll
gig
do,
you
I'll be on
pay
American
him.
Idol.
Yes.
And I'll be on this TV commercial. And he's now very kind of acceptable.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Axel was also in the news... this week for this other gossip item.
Which is?
So he's been hanging out with this Lana Del Rey. Do you know who Lana Del Rey is?
No.
You're really old. I know you're out of touch.
Yes.
So Lana Del Rey is this
new... Is it Lana Turner?
She's this new... Oh, no, Grandpa. She's in the talkies. No, she's this singer that kind of... her. I guess like her dad is this really rich kind of executive and everybody Do you remember she was on Saturday Night Live and she gave that terrible performance that everybody talked about? Like, who's this singer?
Yes.
She gave this terrible performance and everyone's like, who is this singer who her dad bought her a record contract and now she thinks she's everything? So she's been hanging out with Axl Rose. They've got all these paparazzi shots of them coming and going together. Now she's 25 years old. And he is what? 80? I don't even know.
I don't know.
So she apparently thinks he's still relevant and cool.
Yeah, she would, right?
I have to imagine.
Maybe he's trying to make her, like Prince, you know, always makes his girlfriends. Yes.
But he has got to be a nightmare.
Yes.
I'd be afraid to be alone with him.
Yes, he may be the craziest son of Indiana of all time.
I was going to say, he is a Hoosier. Yes. I gotta give him that. He is a Hoosier. Yes. Bill Bailey, you know that's his name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
His name's Bill Bailey.
Well, he will still always be remembered for Appetite for Destruction and for As November Rain and all these things.
Those were good ones.
Very popular for a long time. Now,
so which Guns N' Roses lineup's going to come? Because you know there's like 70 lineups.
I know. Who knows? If he's not coming, he doesn't get to bring that new band with him, I guess. Right. So I don't know. It's a weird thing, and he should come to his senses.
Well, I think that he'll...
Yeah, never come to a sense of season insane. Now, there's another anniversary, and we've discussed it for the last couple of weeks, but I just want to hit on it. I know you're going to go this weekend, but...
You mean our anniversary?
Our anniversary is coming up.
It's coming up.
Yes. But this is for Titanic. It's the 15th anniversary of Titanic. It's also the 100th anniversary of, I guess, what we'll call the real Titanic. Which, by the way, did you know that some ship is actually passing over, some cruise ship?
Yes.
Retaking that voyage?
I usually think those kinds of things are creepy and ghoulish. But as I explained last time, I'm obsessed with Titanic. So I would totally be one of those weirdos that wants to relive it.
Well,
there's people in costume and stuff.
Yep. Well, it's happening this coming weekend. They'll actually be over the site. I hope no one jumps in.
Are they having like a party over the site?
I don't know. It's so weird. I am not sure what they're doing. But it was a good idea because it clearly filled up. But the movie came out and it did $25 million the first weekend. Now, you said it was going to be a big hit. Now, a big hit is not...
That's a big hit. This is not a new movie. I think that's a big hit, right?
Well, I guess if you look at the re-releases of say, Beauty and the Beast 3D and Lion King 3D, it falls into those numbers.
Okay.
So, did you think it would be about this number?
I thought it would do a little better, if I'm being honest. Right. I thought it would do a little better, but... I think it's still a respectable number for a movie that's however many years old.
Right, 15 years old.
15 years old.
That's pretty amazing.
I did not know, though, that they spent another $18 million updating it.
Yeah, that
I
mean, is
that's a budget
crazy,
of another movie.
The funniest thing of all, though, is how Kate Winslet very openly said she went in for about a minute and then left.
She has had a lot of negative comments about it, and I want to say, you know what, honey, that's how you are who you are.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's really funny because it changed
it reminds me of
Leonardo
those...
DiCaprio's career entirely.
Yes. And it reminds me of those, you know, contestants that come off American Idol and they owe all their fame to it. And then they kind of act like they're too good for
That's
it.
That's why
and...
you love Kelly Clarkson so much.
Well, she keeps it. And Carrie Underwood.
And Carrie Underwood. Yes, that is true. Now, someone we both like, and so, an item I thought we would end with, has to do with Jim Gaffigan, who I think of all the stand-up comics currently popular. He may be my favorite.
I love him. He gets a lot of flack for being kind of too pedestrian, one of those kind of...
I don't think that at all.
I think he's hilarious.
He doesn't put on airs, and he actually, and I don't care about this one way or other, but he's totally clean. He doesn't...
You love that. Well, you're all about totally clean comics.
It's not that I love Richard Pryor, and I love dirty comics, but I think that it shows the way with Seinfeld that you don't have to. You don't have to.
It's a little harder to work clean, yes.
That's right, and he's very funny, but he is taking... A page from someone who is not clean, C.K., Louis C.K., who has found his own revenue stream by having people download his material directly. Jim's doing that, but I'll tell you something. While I
like how you call him Jim, like he's your pal.
Yeah.
Incidentally,
Jimbo, all from one of my all-time favorite TV shows, as you know, One of the Boys.
Incidentally.
I mean, My Boys.
You don't even remember the name of your favorite
TV show.
I love
it. Setup.
Jim Gaffigan is also a Hoosier.
Yes, he is. And he's great, and he's really funny, but the reason I want to download his 75-minute stand-up show, which I believe is called Mr. Universe...
Hot Pockets.
is that, it's only $5, but a dollar of that is going to go to the Bob Woodruff Foundation, which is helping people who are dealing with war, post-traumatic stress disorder. So I think that's great, and I'm hoping that more people will... One, find their own avenue to making money on their own by simply downloading, because you can make a number like $5. That sounds like a great number.
Yeah.
And especially if you know a dollar is going toward a charity, I think that's fantastic.
It's akin to the $5 footlong.
Yes.
Where that number just sounds like, yeah, I got $5.
That's right.
Sure.
Because now the problem is I want to watch it while eating a $5.
I'm a little hungry now.
Veggie Delight.
Veggie Delight. I actually had Subway about an hour ago, so it's kind of sick and wrong that
and I
want some
more.
I
had it this afternoon.
I love a Subway. So yeah, I think giving easy access, you don't have to get out of your chair. It's $5. That sounds like not much. You don't need to go through the whole rigmarole of getting it pressed and putting it out, doing a publicity tour. Just put it out there. Let it take off.
I think it's great.
Either it will or it won't. But he did invest his own money in it. So he does stand to take a loss.
That's
right. It doesn't cost a ton, but it does cost money.
It does cost. But I'm hoping the way it did with Louis C.K., that Jim Gaffigan will make money off this. And we'll see more and more of this. Tom and I have been talking about this. You can check in the archives. Tom and I have been talking about this for a while, about people creating their own revenue stream. And I think it's great.
Prince is kind of doing that with his
music. He has
music.
Been. Yeah, if only he was relevant with anything new, he does.
I know.
It's kind of sad.
I know. It's heartbreaking to me.
Yes. Also, he's a little persnickety about people posting anything that
he's ridiculous. His number one hugest fans, and he rips anything down that they post.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Biting the hand that feeds you.
Right.
Axl Rose.
Yes, that's right. Which brings us full circle. So, I believe that people will be enjoying the Fox anniversary, so you can do that.
You think people across the nation
that's
are going to be,
right.
They're gonna be
the
celebrating?
Original,
are you having a Fox 25th anniversary
right,
party?
As you should be. Watching the original Married with Children or going to see Titanic or maybe even pulling out a Guns N' Roses album. But we definitely have gone back in time
yes.
for this trades cast. And next week, Tom and I will be back. We'll be discussing a bunch of things going on in TV. There's some new shows on HBO. We'll be looking at the box office and everything else in the world of entertainment. So for Gina, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.